In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Breakthrough, 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 breakthrough. Praise the Lord, praise His name. Breakthrough, 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 breakthrough. This broadcast is all about breakthrough, 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 breakthrough. In the power of the Spirit, with the authority of Jesus. Breakthrough, 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 breakthrough. Do you need a breakthrough today? Just tell the Lord, I need a breakthrough. And I'm going to surrender my life to you now. I surrender my life to you, Jesus. You died on the cross. You rose for me from the dead. I want a breakthrough. I need a breakthrough. Luke 4:31. Jesus went down to Capernaum, to the city in Galilee, and was teaching them on the Sabbath. They were astounded at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. Our Lord spoke with authority. He has given authority to the church. We don't just want to be milquetoast. We come today, breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Authority in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the synagogue, there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried out with a loud voice, "Let us alone. What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Shut up. Be silent. Come out of him." Why? Jesus doesn't need the demons to witness to him. He needs you to witness to him. Are you one of his people that witnesses to Jesus? Not the demons. The demons know who he is far more than the church. So many people that come to church sit in a pew and they leave just the same way that they came in. No, no, no. Breakthrough today. Breakthrough. Breakthrough.
Casting out the demons is such a big part of Jesus' ministry. It's a third of his ministry. We don't want to talk about it much, but in Jesus' name we have authority to break chains, to cast out demons, to heal the sick, to watch, to raise the dead. Today, by the authority of Christ, me and Father were praying in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit just said the word of the day is breakthrough. Breakthrough. He's releasing breakthrough through your screen, through your radio, whatever you're going through today. You know, we wait on the Lord, but the Lord is waiting on you. So often we're waiting on the Lord, but the Lord is waiting on you. Today is a day where you do something, where you walk into your healing, where you start proclaiming the victory of Christ over you. You're speaking over your body, over your life, over your circumstances. You are releasing breakthrough because Jesus has given all authority and power to you. But we need to speak this victory. We need to speak this breakthrough. We need to speak what we need to happen.
But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent, come out of him." When the demon had thrown him down before them, he came out of him without having done him any harm. They were all amazed and kept saying to one another, "What kind of utterance is this? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out of him." And the report about him spread and reached every place in the region. You see, authority. God has given the church authority to speak with authority. Not, well, you know what? We don't want to keep you late today. It's cold. You've got to go home and watch the football game. No, no. We need to speak with authority. God wants breakthrough today. He wants you to have a breakthrough today. From what? From anxiety, from depression, from torment, from all those things that shouldn't be happening. How does it happen? You surrender to God. You say, I give you my life today, Jesus. I have no life but yours. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. I need breakthrough today. I cannot break it myself. I need the Holy Spirit to break through, to break through, to break through.
Only the anointing breaks the yoke. It's only the anointing that breaks it. So it's not by might or power, but it's by calling into the Holy Spirit into you. Asking the Holy Spirit to release His fire upon you. Because the fire of God, it breaks anything of the enemy. It breaks it all. Lord, we pray right now a release of your fresh fire. Your fresh fire upon everyone listening. Because today, Jesus has new dimensions of His love for you. Today, Jesus has new realms of His power for you. Today, Jesus has a healing for you. Today, Jesus wants to feed you with all of His power, all of the gifts of heaven, all of the graces of the eternal realm. But are we hungry? Are we hungry? Are we hungry for Jesus? Because He feeds the hungry. Lord, I woke up so hungry for You today that all I wanted was to be consumed by Your goodness. Last night I was praying and interceding and praying in tongues at 3-4 in the morning. And I was telling Father, I was in my room and I was going hard. I said, Father Jason's on the other side of the wall. I hope we don't wake him up. But seko tobo raba seka. The Lord wants to release His fresh fire on you today. Because that fire and being aflamed and being hungry for the Lord, hungry for breakthrough, hungry for the anointing, hungry for the greater works of Jesus Christ. When Jesus sees that disposition in your heart, He says, yes, this is a place I can land. This is someone I can give my gifts to. This is someone who wants to share in my anointing. This is someone who wants to have my miracle power released into him. And that's what Jesus wants us to do. Jesus wants to give you all the gifts of heaven, but we need to want what Jesus wants for us.
Oh God, put spiritual salt on our lips, that we would thirst for You, that we would hunger for You, that we would call out for You. Lord, I thirst for You. Lord, I'm starving. Come to me. Come to me today, Lord. I'm starving. Come with Your word. Come with Your sacrament. I'm starving, Lord. I need more of You, Lord. My Aunt May used to say every day, I pray for a hunger and a thirst for the living God. A hunger and a thirst for the living God. What are you praying for? Well, I'm praying that my arthritis goes. Pray for a hunger and a thirst for the living God. Ask Him to make you hungry for His word, hungry for His sacrament, hungry for His power, hungry for the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, we need more of the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, we have nothing. Let me tell you a story. Many years ago, when I was a seminarian, a young man came up to me and told me that the faculty had asked him to take a year off, and he was sad, and I began to pray with him. But I looked toward the seminary, and it was filled with the glory of God. It was filled with the glory of God. Why? Because the next day, the deacons were going to be ordained priests. And I was so taken up that the glory of God flooded that seminary. I went to my room. The window was open. And the glory of God came into my room. How we need that glory. How we need that power. how we need that presence, how we need that authority. That's what we need. I don't need anything else but the authority of Jesus, the power of Jesus, the love of Jesus. And it all comes from the cross. It is finished, Jesus said. It is finished. I've done all that I had to do. Now it's your turn to live what I've done, to believe what I've done, and to walk in faith. It's all about faith. Remember the 10 lepers? Only one came back in faith to thank the Lord. We need to be children of faith, that we believe that Jesus can do everything. I told you that Maria and her people raised someone from the dead. I've never seen that, but I believe that God can do that in our assemblies if He so chooses. We need to believe that He said, you speak in tongues, you prophesy, you cast out demons, you raise the dead. Jesus said these things. Why? Because I go to the Father. I go to the Father. I go to the Father. And the Father has given all authority to me and to the church.
Jesus can do anything at any time. He can move any way He wants at any time. And He just wants you to buckle up and be excited. Pray that the Holy Spirit moves in power, that miracles happen in your life, that we see demons cast out. You know, in church, we can do everything. Everything is okay. But as soon as demons start to be cast out and manifest, the devil tries to do anything he can to shut it down. But Jesus, He made a public display of the devil. And in the devil in your life, Jesus can break that power. In our ministry lately, we've seen a lot of deliverance, a lot of demons being cast out, Jesus coming and setting a lot of people free, the demons speaking through people. And, you know, they know who Jesus is. They know the authority of the church, but they know the authority of the believer. The demons need to listen when you command them in Jesus' name to leave. And Jesus came to set the captives free. Jesus came to heal the sick. Jesus came to do miracles. But today, Jesus is coming in your life for breakthrough. Today, Jesus is coming in your life to let you know, my child, I can do anything at any time. Just open up your heart to me. Open up your life to me. I don't want 99% of you. I want all of you. I want all of you. Everything you give to me, I give back to you glorified. I have done everything from the cross, and now it's up to you to walk it out. It's so exciting because Jesus uses vessel, and God has chosen you. The same God who created this universe has chosen you. You. He's chosen you to be a vessel of His power, to be a vessel of His love, to be a vessel of His glory, to be a vessel of His healing, to be a vessel of His forgiveness, to be a vessel of evangelization. It's just the most supernatural thing that I said yesterday. The nothing can contain the everything. I am nothing, and God is the everything. But the nothingness of me can contain the everything of God. The nothingness of you can contain all the might and all the power and all the glory of God. The kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is in the midst of us. The kingdom of God is here now. It's here now. But Jesus is counting on you and me and Father Tom and you to walk it out for Him, to walk it out for Him. Everything I do, you will do and greater. That's the word of Jesus. That's the word of Jesus. Today, I release breakthrough for you to come out of yourself and enter into the greater works of God. Because when we stay in ourselves and we focus on our problems, what we consume consumes us. But as we focus on the Lord and we focus on releasing the kingdom of God, we're consumed by the fire and the love and the goodness of God. Today is a day that you step out of the boat. Today is a day that you do something. Just do something. Just do something for the Lord Jesus and watch what He does for you.
Let Him. Give Him permission. Let Him. Let him do what he wants to do in you today. Let him witness through you today. Who do you know that is far from God, and he calls you on the telephone, and he tells you all his problems? Lead him to Jesus. Tell him that Jesus loves him. Tell him that Jesus has a plan for him. And he's sick, then pray for him that the sickness will be healed in the name of Jesus. I've never done that before. That's too bad. Start now. Avoid the rush. Do it. Do it. Do it. Oh, yes, do it. I know that I remember the first miracle that I saw at Sacred Heart in North Quincy. I had a word of God that said, mastoids are being healed. I didn't even know what a mastoid was. I knew it had to do with the ear. And this lady came up to me days later and said, my mastoid was healed. I had never said anything like that before. But God knew that that was in that room, in that chapel, that needed to be healed of mastoids. You might say, well, how did you know it? I knew that I knew it. That's all I can tell you. Only God can let you know something. I remember saying recently that shoulders are being healed, and it was Anthony's shoulder who God healed. How do you know that? I knew that I knew it. I saw a picture of a shoulder, and I said, God is healing shoulders tonight. These are the things that God wants to do. Breakthrough. Breakthrough, not only through me, not only through Anthony, but through you, through you, through you. Do you know that today? That he wants you to move in power. He wants you to move in faith. He wants you to move in authority.
Oh.
But you've got to step out of the boat, as Anthony says. If you don't step out of the boat, you won't see anything. People make fun of Peter for sinking. But you know what? He was the only one that stepped out of the boat. He sunk because he took his eyes off Jesus. But he was the only one who stepped out of the boat. Are you going to step out of the boat today for your breakthrough? Are you going to step out of the boat today for your breakthrough?
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all of the power of the enemy. Everyone say all.
All
of the power of the enemy. And nothing, everyone say nothing,
nothing
will harm you. So you have all authority and nothing will harm you. That's a word of God for you. Well, maybe that's not what you're encountering right now. Doesn't mean the word of God is wrong. That is a word of God. That is a destiny that Jesus Christ have for you. I'm going to read it again. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. You know, you have absolute victory. Miracles come through revelation. And that's why what we're trying to impart to you now, the spirit of revelation. As soon as you understand miracles are possible, they become possible. As soon as you understand the revelation that Jesus from the cross has given you authority over the devil, authority over sickness, authority over your life, then you walk in authority. As soon as you understand that nothing will harm you when you're in Jesus Christ, read Psalm 91, then you walk in victory. Jesus Christ wants victory. For miracles to happen, two things need to be there. The power of God and faith. The power of God and faith. I'm here to declare to you right now, the power of God by the Holy Spirit, by the grace of the living Lord Jesus Christ is on this broadcast. If you are listening right now, the power of God is here. And all you need to do is have faith to receive what Jesus wants to do. I see there's like glory coming in, and all you need to do is open up your gate to receive it. Right now, Father Palm is going to pray, and he's going to release the power of God, and whatever you need today in your life, just receive it. Believe it and receive it.
Jesus, you said greater things than these shall you do, because I go to the Father. You promised, Lord, that we would do not only the same things, but greater things. Send your Spirit upon your people today to do the same things you did, to heal the sick, to cast out demons, to provide money for what they need. Send the Holy Spirit upon them today to do what you did. We remember you going into Simon Peter's house, and his mother-in-law was sick with a fever, and you rebuked the fever, and she began to serve. We remember that, Lord. Heal the sick today so that they can serve. Not that they can say, well, I've been healed. No. So that they can say, I'm going to serve now. I'm going to serve now. Heal Marilyn Nardone. Heal her completely from all the pain she's experiencing so that she can serve. So that she can serve. So that she can serve. You see, it's so simple. It's so simple. You just need to have a little faith. We talked about the faith of a mustard seed yesterday. That's all we need, is that little faith for the breakthrough to come through. Oh, yes, there's an oily anointing in this place, an oily anointing, so that God is pressing upon us that we can do all things in Christ Jesus, who died for us, who was buried for us, and who rose from the dead, that we can do all things because of what Jesus has done. It's not about me. It's not about us. It's about what Jesus has done. And we just need to believe what Jesus has done. He said on the cross, it is finished. The whole thing is finished. He said, when I am lifted up on the cross, I will draw all men and women unto myself. On the cross, Jesus drew you into his sacred heart. Jesus drew me into his sacred heart. On the cross, he absorbed all the sin of the world and broke it and broke it and broke it and led us to the Father. So, Father, pour out your Spirit upon your people today. Let there be so many breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. Let there be so many miracles in the name of Jesus. Let there be so many witnesses in the name of Jesus Christ.
So what I see while Father was speaking is there's someone listening to this broadcast, and I see there's just been a serpent speaking in your ear, and you've even had suicidal ideologies. The enemy's just been speaking into your life, speaking lies into you, speaking death into you. And you're wondering if this broadcast is for you. The Lord says, my child, this broadcast, you turned it on and was speaking to you directly. And in Jesus' name, I break every spirit of witchcraft, every spirit of the enemy, every lying, condemning spirit. The Lord says, I don't come to condemn, I come to save. And when I see you, you are my beloved child. When I see you, you are my beloved child. I see other people, the enemy, it's like a python. It's been squeezing your finances. It's been squeezing your finances and you don't know what to do. Begin to tithe. But today the Lord has come to break that constriction. In Jesus' name, I cast out and I break every power of the enemy coming against your finances, coming against your family, trying to squeeze all of the blessings that God has in your life. And every blessing the enemy has swallowed, I command him to release it with a sevenfold return. Now in Jesus' name. Now in Jesus' name. Every blessing from the heavenly realms that is being held up in the second heaven be released to you now by the power of the blood of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan has got to flee. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we all have the victory. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory.
The Lord says, Father, we need a shout. And everyone needs to do it. The Lord says, as you shout in your car, in your house, wherever you are with Father, chains are going to be broken.
One, two, three.
Oh! Three shouts.
One, two, three.
Oh! As loud as you can.
One, two, three. Oh! That's biblical. Read Psalm 95. It talks about shouting to the Lord. Whenever we pray that in the morning, when we reach that point, everyone in the chapel shouts to the Lord. How we need to shout, for the breakthrough is now. The breakthrough is for you. The breakthrough is in the power of the Holy Spirit. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. God has a breakthrough for you. He is God Almighty. He is not some wimp of a God. He has ears and he hears. He has eyes and he sees. He has a heart and he loves. He has power, and that power is for you to go out and to bear witness to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When? Now. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.